Hope you had a wonderful long weekend. So, let's jump right into it. So where did we leave last time? Last time we talked about the power of the situation. We talked about how beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies and how it is through the situation that we very often create expectations, beliefs of people, and these beliefs become reality. And we talked about how social psychology essentially started with some very important experiments such as the Milgram effect or obedience to authority, such as Zimbardo's prison experiment, where prisoners were put in or students played the role of prisoners or the role of wardens, and they actually entered that role so totally that after a week the experiment had to be stopped when it was supposed to go on for 2 weeks. And then the question we asked was, okay, so we know that the situation is powerful, we know that it makes a difference, can we also create a powerful, positive situation to bring out the best in people? And the answer is yes. And we started talking about it, and we talked about Professor Langer and her research and how she showed that putting elderly men in an environment where they were actually, or where they acted as if they were 20 years younger, actually became younger.